40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Navage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A massive winter storm is moving in from Washington State to Maine. More than two dozen states are under winter weather alerts. Minneapolis could get its second biggest snowfall ever. The forecast for Minnesota's Twin Cities calls for the possibility of more than 2 feet of snow. Mayor Melvin Carter.
The projections show an unprecedented three-day weather event, which is why St. Paul will declare back-to-back snow emergencies in our city.
At least six states are under blizzard warnings. President Biden meets with NATO allies in Poland today with the one-year anniversary of the war in Ukraine just a couple of days away. CBS's Jared Hill.
On his final day in Poland, President Biden will meet with NATO allies on the eastern flank, a group known as the Bucharest Nine, along with NATO's Secretary General. Yesterday, the president delivered a defiant speech in Warsaw, declaring unwavering support of Kyiv and NATO, while slamming Russia's invasion of Ukraine nearly 1 year ago.
This war is never a necessity. It's a tragedy. President Putin chose this war.
The forewoman of Georgia's special grand jury has revealed the panel recommended several indictments in its investigation into alleged election interference by former President Trump and his allies. She wouldn't name names, but when she was asked if Mr. Trump was on the list, she responded, quote, "You're not going to be shocked. He denies wrongdoing." Family drama at a double murder trial in South Carolina. Correspondent Nikki Batiste reports from the courthouse.
On the stand, Alec Murdaugh's surviving son Buster spoke publicly for the first time about the night his mother Maggie and brother Paul were found dead. He says he rushed to his father's side.
What was his demeanor?
Yeah, his demeanor was, I mean, he was destroyed. He was heartbroken.
Buster described his family as tight-knit and Murdaugh as a devoted father.
Virginians have elected their first black congresswoman. Jennifer McClellan has won a special election in the state's fourth congressional district.
When we come together and we care about doing the work and solving the problems, we can help people. We will make this Commonwealth and this country a better place for everyone.
She replaces fellow Democrat Donald McKeegan, who died after the November election. They partied until the clock struck 12 in New Orleans. Last night marked the end of Mardi Gras.
Fun.
Family fun and peace. Happy Mardi Gras!
This Ash Wednesday begins the solemn Lenten period. S&P futures are up 1, Dow futures ahead 5. This is CBS News.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Earl Ingram.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, the stories that I talked about, the stories I share, my own personal experience was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony.
Working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. Just wanted to highlight this question from the previous hour that I asked. Is, you know, with the Michigan GOP now going full fascist, is this going to kill the Republican Party? Or is the Republican Party going to make it through? Or is the Republican Party actually going to kill America? Or at least kill democracy in America? I mean, all of those are serious questions. I have no inside, specific insight into this other than the ones that I share with you on a regular basis. I'm very concerned about it. I see Ron DeSantis doing his fascist routine, and it appears to be much loved by Republicans. Donald Trump's fascist routine, much beloved by Republicans. Mitt Romney, not so much. And, you know, where does this go? Another point that I wanted to share with you, and I think this is fascinating. We spent to destroy roughly half of Russia's conventional military. There are some estimates as high as 100,000 Russian soldiers dead, thousands of Russian tanks, equipment. They've depleted most of their old Soviet stocks. They're burning through their modern stuff. They've been forced to buy weaponry from North Korea and from Iran. And now Putin is reaching out to China, to Xi, and it looks like Xi is planning on coming to Moscow in the next, or at least they're planning the trip right now, that according to what I'm reading at the Financial Times, which is troubling. Very troubling. Particularly given that we continue to manufacture most of the stuff that we buy here in the United States in China. We continue to ship many of our consumer dollars over there. But we have spent 5.6% of total U.S. defense spending on Ukraine. 5.6%. That's not 5.6% of the federal budget. That's just of the Pentagon budget. That's not 5.6% of our GDP. You know, our GDP is $20 trillion a year. Russia's GDP is $1.9 trillion a year. We have spent 5.6% of our defense spending to take down half their army. I mean, it's costing us peanuts, essentially, to stop a dictator who already destroyed Chechnya, who already bombed Syria back to the Stone Age, who you know, has tried to seize Georgia, who corrupted Ukraine by hiring Paul Manafort and giving him tens of millions of dollars to put Yanukovych into office, that has their puppet Lukashenko in Belarus, you know, dancing to their tune, and you know, there was supposed to be this big invasion. It may still happen any day now. Putin gave his big speech this morning and basically didn't say anything. Said, oh, this is all the West's fault, right? They caused the war. Really? I don't think the West invaded Ukraine. So it seems to me like we're getting a lot of bang for our buck, I guess is the bottom line of this. The GDP of the entire West, the United States plus Europe, is $40 trillion. Again, Russia, $1.9 trillion. People, one of the messages, I haven't heard this so much from people on the right. The people on the right just say, hey, you know, Putin's an autocrat. Autocracy is nice. We like Hungary. We like Putin. We don't believe in democracy. This is the message of the right. And therefore, we should just let, Putin have Ukraine. The message on the left is, oh, my God, he could start a nuclear war. Are you kidding? You want to kill all these people? We need an anti-war movement here in the United States. I'm sorry. This is not going to happen. There are people who are saying that who are cheerleading that this would destroy Russia or the Russian Federation. And I'm wary of that. I want to throw some nuance into that. Because a cornered rat is always the most dangerous rat. And I agree that eventually when Putin decides he's going to stop killing people in Ukraine and come to the bargaining table, that probably Crimea and maybe even part of the Donbass will be on the table for negotiation, but there's no way anybody from the United States or Ukraine is going to say that right now. It would be nuts. You don't negotiate in the middle of a war. That is an admission of weakness, and we are not weak in this situation. We are very strong in this situation. That has to be initiated by Russia. And we'll see where it goes. But I just wanted to point that out. Meanwhile, Ron DeSantis, this is just pathetic. He goes to New York yesterday. He's launching his, it's a soft launch of his presidential campaign. He doesn't want to become an official candidate because, who knows why. Presumably, there's reporting requirements. It'll limit some of the things he can do. Plus, it'll draw the ire of Trump, although he's already drawn the ire of Trump. But, yesterday he was on Fox News and he said, I think I and many Americans are thinking themselves, okay, he's very concerned about those borders halfway around the world. He's talking about Biden. He's not doing anything to secure our own borders here at home, which is a complete lie, by the way. In fact, right now the Biden administration is being sued because they're trying to put into place a rule, which is an older rule, that says that if you don't apply for asylum in the United States from a third country, from the country you're leaving or the country you're passing through. Say you're leaving Guatemala. If you don't apply either from Guatemala or from Mexico as you're passing through, you may not be admitted to the United States to apply for asylum here. That's a super hard line. And in fact, there are people who are believers in more immigration into the United States. And frankly, I think that we need probably more immigration into the United States. But there are people who are big advocates of that who are suing the Biden administration for this, saying the Biden administration's gone too far. So number one, Ron DeSantis is simply lying, as Republicans do right across the board, about what's happening on the southern border. Whenever there's a Democrat in the White House, we saw this with the Clinton administration, we saw this with the Obama administration, and we're seeing it now with the Biden administration. Whenever there is a Democrat in the White House, Republicans go on television and go into the media and issue press releases from their official offices claiming that the border is open. And of course, that message then gets down to people in South and Central America and they start coming up because Ted Cruz says the border's open. Ron DeSantis says the border's open. Greg Abbott says the border's open. These guys are major. These are governors of states, United States senators. These are major politicians. It must be open. I better get up there and get through that open border. And suddenly we've got a crisis on our southern border because Republicans are lying to the world. So, A, you've got DeSantis lying about our southern border. But then, on the other hand, he's attacking Biden for going to Kyiv. This is a total badass move on Biden's part. I mean, here's a guy who flies into Poland, takes a 10-hour train ride across Ukraine. I mean, he could have just gone to Lviv. It's an hour and a half from Poland, and made an appearance and met Zelensky there. But no, he went to Kyiv. He went to the capital city And I can tell you, from having done 10-hour train rides in Europe myself more than once, it's no fun. It's tough, especially, you know, when you're jet-lagged and you've just flown from the United States. And then on top of that, I can't imagine doing it at the age of 80. Obviously, you know, Biden is trying to not just support Ukraine. He's also trying to show the United States and show the American voters that, you know, he will be able to run for re-election. And even if he's not doing that, I mean, he's doing a great job of just, you know, presenting a young athletic face to for an 80-year-old to America and to the world. I think it's just a marvelous thing. But DeSantis, he says, well, they have effectively a blank check policy with no clear strategic objective identified. That's a lie. The strategic objective is to stop Russia's bombing Ukraine and to assist Ukraine in pushing them out. He says, I don't think it's our interest in getting into a proxy war with China, getting involved over things like the borderlands of Crimea. Really? It's not in our interest to defend another democracy? Ron DeSantis is actually saying this? I remember a Republican Party, my dad's Republican Party, where if you said, oh yeah, you know, if some Republican politician come along and said, you know, it's okay if the Soviet Union wants to roll the tanks in and take Czechoslovakia, no problem. Let them have Prague. The Republican Party would have... They would have been calling for the death penalty. I mean, in fact, when that happened, the only people who were on the side of the Soviet Union were the so-called lefties at the time, who were saying, oh, no, we need to learn from the Soviet Union. Everybody has health insurance. Everybody has education. Everybody has housing. It's all free. Everything's wonderful there. I remember those days. I remember those sales pitches. I had friends who completely believed that stuff back in the 1960s. But the GOP? Nah. The GOP would not have gone along with that. And now we've got, you know, Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump just sucking up to... Now, I understand why Donald Trump is sucking up to Putin. You know, from the PP tape to the fact that Paul Manafort ran his campaign with money from Putin. Putin helped him get elected. He signed a deal with Putin 2 weeks before the election to build a billion-dollar hotel in Moscow, a Trump Tower. I get why Trump did it, but DeSantis? Really?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Yeah, maybe we should be checking his bank account. We'll be right back.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at hartmanreport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, hartmanreport.com. Hey, I just wanted to flag one more story for you, and then I'll pick up your phone calls here. This is from Joshua Keating, Dave Levitan, and Lily Pike over at Grid News. It's titled, Is an Arctic Cold War Coming? How Climate Change and the War in Ukraine Are Driving Tensions. And what has happened is that the Arctic is becoming navigable. It used to be, on the maps, it used to be Oceanus Innavigabilis. The unnavigable ocean, but now, you know, the ice has melted to the point that ships are moving through the region. They're discovering, just off the northern coast of Sweden, they just discovered a huge pile of rare earth minerals. There's oil and natural gas up there. China doesn't have Arctic land, but they're asserting rights to the Arctic. Russia has a lot of the Arctic, and they're getting very territorial about it. The diplomatic engagement between Russia and the West over the Arctic just broke down a couple months ago as a result of the war in Ukraine, of Putin. We should always call this Putin's war in Ukraine. And, it's raising some interesting questions about what's going to happen with the North Pole and not just the North Pole specifically, but how this is all going to shake out. This is one of the notes here. Under President Vladimir Putin, the Russian government has reopened 50 previously shuttered Soviet-era military bases in the Arctic. Russian facilities in the region house bombers and fighter jets and underground storage facilities for the Poseidon 2M39, a stealth torpedo powered by a nuclear reactor designed to evade coastal defenses and deliver a nuclear warhead. So Putin is actively and aggressively militarizing the Arctic. China is trying to mine it.
I don't have a therefore for this other than keep your eyes on this. Pay attention to this. There's stuff happening there that's important. Picking up your phone calls now, Judy, near Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Judy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Interesting article in the Detroit News opinion piece, Nolan Finley. I normally can't stand him, but I never thought I'd see the day I agree with him. But the title of the article is, "With Caramo as Chair, It's Rest in Peace, Michigan GOP," directly to what you were discussing.
Oh,
and
interesting. He's a conservative or Republican commentator?
He is a very, very conservative, yeah. Yes. And very much a know-it-all. But he gives some inside info. The Republican GOP in Michigan is broke. They charged $50 a person to attend the convention on Saturday. Our Democratic convention was the Saturday before. It was completely free. They may not be able to host their Mackinac Island event this summer because they don't have any money. And interestingly, DiPerno was the Trump-endorsed person for this position, and she was not. And so they voted out the establishment guy who was running, and they voted out DiPerno, and they chose her. They used paper ballots. They refused to do it electronically, and they basically had to get kicked out of the convention hall they were in at 8 o'clock at night because the paper ballot process took so long. The fear that sane Republicans in Michigan, and there are some left because last time they voted for Joe Biden or they didn't vote at all for Trump. But the fear is that they are going to try to change the way that they pick their Republican candidate to a closed caucus process instead of a...
Michigan still has open primaries, doesn't it?
Open primary, yes, exactly. So that will, I mean, they've decimated the party already. Nobody, like you were mentioning, nobody's giving money. Trump people are mad because DiPerno didn't get it. The other people are mad because Caramo's, excuse the phrase, but crazy, and they don't want to be associated with her. And so there's no money coming in, and you can't run a party without money. That's just the way it is. So. Yeah. Finley believes, somebody said if she gets elected, we'll lose in 24 and 26. And Finley said that's wishful thinking. They'll lose for decades after this. I hope he's right.
Let's hope so, Judy. But when your enemy is digging a hole, or whatever, shooting themselves in the foot, don't stop them. Judy, thank you. Thank you for the information from my home state. Great to hear from you. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We will be back with more talk media for the sane among us in just a moment.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, not a chance. Come on, that's nuts. I know the Supreme Court said it, but it's nuts.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
These are crazy, stressful times. If you haven't tried CBD, you haven't experienced complete relaxation. The reason I find that CBDistillery.com has the best CBD products, including their top-rated Synergy Plus collection. No prescription needed. It's calmness and well-being delivered right to your door that'll make you wonder how you manage life without it. It's called Unwind Synergy plus THC and CBD. It's only available from CBDistillery.com. You must be 21 or older to order. Unwind Synergy is remarkably formulated with full-spectrum CBD plus hemp-derived Delta-9 THC. The bottom line for Louise and me, Unwind Synergy is for us and for you too. And with over 2 million customers, CB Distillery is the source you can trust. Visit CBDistillery.com and click on...
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A massive winter storm is on the way from coast to coast. St. Paul, Minnesota Mayor Melvin Carter is prepping for the possibility of more than 2 feet of snow.
We expect it to have major impacts across the Twin Cities on every aspect of life, every aspect of city operations for the rest of this week.
Several Midwest states are expecting blizzard conditions. The president meet with NATO allies in Poland 2 days before the first anniversary of the war in Ukraine. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is in Warsaw.
President Biden meets today with a group of leaders from eastern flank NATO countries that call themselves the Bucharest Nine. They are right at Putin's doorstep, and Mr. Biden aims to reassure them that America's commitment to the alliance's mutual defense pledge is rock solid.
Jennifer McClellan has just been elected Virginia's first black congresswoman.
I look forward to taking my 18 years of servant leadership to Washington.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to ALZ.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
34 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. And Steve in Charleston, West Virginia. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Hey. I've enjoyed your show for so many years on the radio, and now I can finally see you on TV.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thanks for watching us on Free Speech TV.
Okay, you were talking about Ukraine and everything, and all these people opposing funding for it. When do they think they're going to stop Russia if they succeed there? When do you stop them from going into other countries?
Right. Well, yeah, there's always been a strain of, in America, there was certainly was before World War II and before World War I, of not our problem-ism, you know. And I get that. I'm not a fan of America running around the world fighting everybody's wars on their behalf and that sort of thing. But we don't need World War III. We don't need another war in Europe. And that is the direction that Putin is pushing this thing. And you know he's already done so much damage. I mean, between Chechnya and Syria, the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that he has killed, and just utter brutality. And he's also the other concern I have is that the Russian troll farms and social media operations and whatnot are some of the best in the world. I mean, they're very, very effective at swaying public opinion in democracies. There's an argument to be made that Russia was behind the Brexit vote in the UK. Certainly Russia was behind the election of Donald Trump in the United States. And it's troubling. And so I'll just leave it at that. Steve, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Matt in East Jordan, Michigan. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom.
Hey.
Yeah, anyway, at the end of the last hour, you had a caller, a woman, that asked you about whether we should negotiate a settlement with Putin.
Right.
And if I understood you correctly, you said basically we can't negotiate a settlement with Putin, and I completely agree.
You can't negotiate with somebody who doesn't want to negotiate with you. And it's stupid to negotiate with somebody who's actively attacking you.
Yes, absolutely. And then you brought up the Hitler analogy, which I think is appropriate. But if you follow that up, I mean, how did that end? It wasn't enough for us to provide lend-lease to Britain and the Soviet Union. It wasn't enough for us to give moral and financial and weaponry to those allied countries. We got involved.
Right, because
and
at
I
that
think
point...
That we don't have a choice...
At that point, Hitler had already taken virtually, with the exception of England, he had taken all of Europe. That is not what's going on right now. This would be the equivalent of stopping Hitler in Poland, which is frankly what the world should have done.
I think that that's only, the countries that Hitler had moved against were small.
Well, he started out with Austria, and Austria was happy to join Germany, more or less. And then he went for the Sudetenland. And then he went in 1939 when he took Poland. That was the point. I think that's where the analogy, beyond that, the analogy breaks down. But that's where the analogy, I think, is quite clear. Because, if the West had stopped Hitler at Poland, we would have saved tens of millions of lives. And the World War II would not have happened. But because we didn't stop him there, he just kept right on going. And now we've got this... We just came out today. This is from the Daily Mail and .co.uk, the British newspaper. Russia is already planning to annex Belarus and absorb it into the Russian Federation by the year 2030, according to leaked presidential documents. The secret dossier dated to the summer of 2021 is titled Strategic Goals of the Russian Federation in Belarus. The plan would see Belarus formally become part of Russia as early as 2025. And and it goes on from there. I think that this is very much like, hey, this time we're not going to blow it. We're going to stop the Nazis at Poland.
Well, I agree, but we have to. And I've heard several commentators over the weekend while Biden's over here in Ukraine talk about how we can't afford to lose this war. But I think that we have to commit ourselves, at least with air power, to come right out and fight Russia directly. Because I think this is slow death otherwise, because the dictator has the advantage Biden is, you know, encumbered by our political system, which, you know, he's restrained by that. You can see by the number of casualties that Russia's already suffered. How many? I think Putin was willing to sacrifice millions of Russians, and he might very well be able to get away with it. Yeah. On the other hand, if Biden has suffered casualties on the level of a couple of thousand, and we were actually fighting over there, he might be running for office right now.
But see, here's the thing: Zelensky is not asking for American troops; he's just asking for American weaponry. I think that we should help secure the skies over Ukraine. I think that we being NATO. Should declare a no-fly zone over Ukraine and say this is a conflict area. We're going to stop. You know, there's going to be a no-fly zone, and you know, if Russia wants to bring tanks in, good luck. We'll bring in tanks. But I don't think American troops should be involved in this. I don't think there's any need for it. And Zelensky has made it very clear he doesn't want that.
I have a hard time believing that if we said we were going to supply air power, he would refuse that. When you say troops, I don't know whether you mean troops on the ground or troops in the air.
Well, neither. I'm saying give them the airplanes and let their own pilots fly them. He's got a very competent, Zelensky's got a very competent military.
They can really operate our F-16s and win?
I believe so.
I mean, it seems to me like if we committed ourselves with air power, combined with their, you know, competent ground forces, we could wrap this up in 6 weeks, and Putin would be begging for a way out of this mess.
I agree. I think we're moving in that direction, and I think that's why the rhetoric is getting increasingly loud, not just, you know, from Americans. I mean, you know, you had the Prime Minister of Sweden yesterday. You had. I'm trying to think of all the people who've been speaking on this in the last couple of weeks, but it's been several. You know, the Prime Minister of Estonia or the President of Estonia spoke out on this, that we have to, that, you know, this has to end, this war. It has to be stopped. It has to be won by the West. And frankly, that's, you know, that's why Germany decided to give the Leopard tanks and authorize all the other countries in Western Europe that have Leopard tanks to give them to Ukraine. And now you've got, you know, a couple of countries that are talking about giving aircraft to Ukraine. You know, I think that's an appropriate step. I agree with you.
Well, I hope that's enough. I mean, because this has to come to an end.
Yeah.
Because the longer it goes on, I think it just increases the likelihood that China will side up with Putin. And I think the Chinese are going to approach this very practically. They're going to go with a winner. Yeah. And to this point, we're demonstrating that we're fighting on a winning side. But if this drags out, we're going to be a loser in this situation. Can I mention something else completely unrelated real quickly, Tom?
Yeah, let me just speak to what you just said, though, Matt. I think that you're absolutely right that China is the huge wild card here. And Xi going to Moscow next week or soon, this article in today's Financial Times has me concerned. China is economically about as powerful as we are, and militarily they're getting very, very close to where we are and may have surpassed us for all we know. Russia's military superiority or military potency really is pretty much limited to their nuclear arsenal. So China getting involved could change. I mean, literally could be the thing that starts World War III. Yeah, catastrophic. Exactly. It would be like when Germany and Japan got together.
No, it might be the end of humanity.
Yep.
Real quickly, Tom, just because of the unfortunate news about President Carter, I would encourage you and your listeners to just take a look at like the Wikipedia map of Jimmy Carter's electoral victory. Extremely close election. He carried every southern state. And on the other hand, the mild-mannered Gerald Ford from Michigan, he actually won California. Things can change.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Excellent point, Matt. Matt, thank you for the call. Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Future of the Republican Party and our party, the Democratic Party, things are going to change. I mean, you think about the next 10 years, how many high-profile members of Congress are going to be gone?
Yeah.
You know, Trump's going to pass from the scene. It's going to be a whole new cast of characters. And then I just wanted to highlight, I think one of the biggest problems in our country is ignorance. It's like half the American adults can't read at an eighth grade level. And the people, you know, the...
I think it's about a third, actually.
Malevolent.
But, yeah.
But, you know, the people within the Republican Party, the money people, all they care about is winning. So So lies, misinformation, and deceit are just part of the game, and they're more than happy to use it, and they are, you know, and having voters angry and upset and confused is the goal, and it's working. So it's like, how do we get American young people to realize that their education is so important? You know, and then on another aside, you know, a big problem in our American civilization is getting people from infancy to age 25. It's such a mess, and so many kids end up screwed up and uneducated, and they can't function, and it just creates all kinds of problems. It's like, why is that? You know, how do we solve that problem? That's something we need to focus on.
Yeah, I think, you know, public education. that's a big issue.
Kids aren't doing their homework. It's more than just the teachers. It's the parents.
And the system. I mean, you know, our public education system has been under sustained assault ever since the Brown versus Board decision in 1954, and in particular since the 1960s, since Dixon, you know, rode in on the scene. Brian, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. I think I mentioned this earlier. The EPA is forcing Norfolk Southern to clean up their mess. This is going to be interesting. When you go to the bathroom, you always close the door behind you, right? I mean, you don't want random passersby looking in on you. So why would you let people look in on you when you go online? Your online privacy is important. That's why I've used ExpressVPN for almost a decade, and you should too. Using the internet without a VPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. Your internet service provider knows every single website you visit, and then they can sell this information to tech giants who then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity can't be seen by anyone. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi is protected. And all you have to do is just fire up the ExpressVPN app and click one button. It's as easy as closing the bathroom door. Get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free by going to expressvpn.com/Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for 3 extra months free. expressvpn.com/Tom.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, David in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Just to tone in what Dave just said, this is not what I called, but yeah, he's correct. Not only is it with Russia, but it's also with the Chinese. They're doing joint naval exercises. In South Africa, yeah, the naval part, they're doing that. Whoa. As we speak. But what I called about was the Democratic Party dilemma, that they are winners, but it's like they win and then they want to reach over to the Republican Party, or they defend Republican ideologies and craziness, and it really hurts. Mm-hmm. I was looking at Johnson Benson last night on she was on Rachel's show, and she was she won, but she was whining and talking about the demise of the Republican Party, and I'm sitting here like, and so what? Mm-hmm. People did not elect you, and then I thought about it. And it goes back to President Obama when he won, and instead of him doing a victory lap and trying to expand the Democratic Party, he was behind Mitch McConnell and talking to Republicans and at the behest.
He wanted to be the great peacemaker, you know. And
I
get it aspirationally, but you need to know your enemy.
But yes, because he had 60 senators, 60, mm-hmm. in 2008. And then Ted Kennedy passed, unfortunately, and then he had 59. And that opening went from 59 to look at what we have now.
Right.
And it's like the Democratic Party, and it's not a... I do a sports analogy. Who feels sorry for the Detroit Lions? They were getting their butts kicked. Okay, no, but I'm talking about other teams. Do you think that the Minnesota Vikings or any other team that played and they won?
Yeah.
And yet at the end of the game they shake hands.
Yeah.
But it's not like during the game. They're not going to say, well, you know what, I feel sorry for you guys, so we're going to let you pick up some more yardage, and we're not going to do any tackling.
Right.
And the Democratic Party, they need to come out of this thing of just being a pity party.
Yeah, it's time to end the can't we all get along stuff. I'm with you on that, David. I am with you. And it's time for the Democratic Party to really start seriously taking names and kicking ass. And going after some of the Republicans who are just openly treasonous and violating the values of this country. I'm completely with you. David, thank you for the call. And thanks for, a very cogent opinion there. Sarah in Dayton, Ohio. Hey, Sarah, what's up?
Hello. Thank you, Tom, for taking my call. My concern is more domestic. I have questions about corporal punishment in our school system. I am learning that the United States does not have a federal law that prohibits corporal punishment in public or private schools.
But most states do.
Yes, so it is.
I realize there is a few states in the South that don't, but most states do.
Yes, I'm learning that very many of southern states agree with the corporal punishment, and with charter schools being just something that people are bringing up, I am worried that some of these schools may be funded inadvertently, and so I just kind of want to bring awareness to that, that it's not a federal law. It is a state law, and just to understand what your state laws are, I was a military dependent growing up, so I was afforded the privilege of going to many different schools, and being able to see that difference, it just really concerns me, seeing elementary school children in middle school children being paddled at such a young age and not really learning proper consequence. So that's just really
I agree with you. It's not only emotionally and psychologically damaging, it also teaches the wrong lessons. It teaches the wrong skill set, or fails to teach the right skill set would probably be the more important way to say it. Yeah, excellent point. Thank you very much, Sarah. Thanks for bringing up an important issue. David in Fresno. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking the call. We have a lot in common. I grew up in Three Rivers, just down the road from Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
And fortunately, I'm in my early 80s and was able to get a good education at the University of Michigan because public education was just about free at that time.
Yep.
My concern is I've listened to the argument about whether or not we should do in Ukraine. That doesn't bother me. What I'd like to find out is if you have any references, how did say the French Resistance organize themselves, or how does any country?
You're talking under de Gaulle during the Nazi occupation.
When Hitler invaded France,
right?
How did the resistance organize? I mean,
that's a good question.
It seems vague. If you know any books.
The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by Scherer has several chapters about various resistance movements to the Nazis in it. I mean, it's a 1,000-page book, but every major move by the Nazis he documents, and he talks about the pushback as well. It may not be the best book to talk about the French resistance or the Polish resistance. I mean, there was resistance everywhere. Most of them were not successful, but there was resistance. I'm sorry, David. It's an area that I'm not an expert on. I can't right off the top of my head answer the question. I do think, though, that Scherer's book, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, is still probably one of the very best books that's been written on that era. David, I got to run, but thank you for the call. And being a fellow Michigander. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That's you and everybody you know. Get out there. Make sure you're registered to vote. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll continue our conversation tomorrow. Talk to you then.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.